This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Gordon Sondland, ambassador to the European Union, finds himself in a pivotal role as the star witness of Wednesday's congressional impeachment hearings targeting President Donald Trump. Sondland's testimony comes a day after the Intelligence Committee heard from four witnesses, three of whom directly listened to Trump's July 25th telephone call with Ukraine's president to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Vice President Mike Pence's representative on the National Security Council, Jennifer Williams, thought the call involving an investigation of Joe Biden was unusual.
Struck me as political in nature, given that the former vice president is a political opponent of the president.
Career Army officer Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman with the National Security Council called it improper.
Frankly, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was probably an element of shock.
Republicans like Utah's Chris Stewart says Democrats are going too far on the contents of the phone call.
I got to tell you, I think it's nonsense. Look, I was in the military. I could distinguish between a favor and an order.
Vindman is an immigrant who came to the U.S. as a toddler from Ukraine. He faced questions from Republicans about his loyalty. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The top 10 Democrats seeking the party nomination to run against President Trump will square off in a debate in Atlanta tonight. The two leading contenders, former Vice President Joe Biden and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, will be center stage. But one candidate drawing extra attention at the moment is South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Polls show Buttigieg surged into a lead in Iowa, the state that will kick off the caucus and primary voting in February. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA.